So.
But shall I go ahead with this?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So then he told, he reported this to Steve Simmons.
He being Dilo.
What?
Dilo.
And then he told some of these things that were happening in the past by Jeriah. At some various places.
Here in Haiti.
In Haiti.
Yeah.
And then, since Jeriah was working one day a week for us, he said, well, he thinks we ought to go and interview them.
He being Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. So Dilo went to Steve. Steve came to life and said, you need to interview.
Dilo didn't go. Well, he was there. They were friends.
Or spoke to him. Okay.
It was just a...
But spoke to him.
And when this came out, of course, I mean, Steve was, you know,
alarmed,
distressed by this. And so we went to Dilo's home and interviewed the two.
We being who?
He and I.
He being?
Steve.
Steve.
Okay.
And I.
Yeah.
See, he was in charge of it, but since Jeriah worked for us, so I accompanied him.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
And he wrote the account. And I looked at it just a bit ago, but he labeled them, A, B, and C, and X referred to Jeriah. But he was very professional with reporting this.
Yeah.
And he said, now, I said, well, this needs to go to CAM. He's employed by CAM. Huh? Basically, he did. They allowed him to work one day, and so. He asked me if I would do that. Well, I said, well, surely. I mean, this is serious. Mm-hmm. And so the information was given. Whether I emailed it, I don't remember that.
Okay.
But Eli had a copy, and
Paul?
I don't know
the
that.
The administrator here.
Okay.
The administrator, I think it must have been Keith.
No, you said 2011?
Yeah.
No, 12. Keith wouldn't have been here in 2011.
Well... Who was it then?
Well, 2011 would have still been Tim Overhaul.
Oh, no. This was, okay, that's when it was around 13. This was 12 and 13 that this came together. Some of this reached back. The reporting was 2000, about happenings in 2011.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the interview and all in the reporting that, was 2013.
2012 into 2013,
okay.
Because I think 2013...
So late 2012, early 2013.
I think then he went home then for...
He...
Jeriah went home for several months in preparation having a wedding later. Because Cam said he no longer can work for us, one, because he wished it never would have...
So this was just shortly prior to his getting married.
Yes. Well... The courting hadn't taken place yet because his potential father-in-law came down, and I was so concerned that I said to him, do you know about this? He says, yes, but, you know, we've checked it out, and we feel like he's repented, and so I didn't enter into it anymore.
Right.
But
and that was Paul Weaver?
No.
No, that was Dan?
No.
No.
I'm talking about his potential father-in-law.
Potential father-in-law, okay. Okay, now I'm with you.
Right,
yes,
because
yes.
I remember his... Whatever that, I don't know that guy, but
yeah, I know
his
very
wife's
well.
Dad.
His
Arlen?
Wife's Johnny Smucker.
Is it Arlen?
Johnny Smucker.
Oh. Okay.
Marion's dad.
Marion's dad is, I mean, Johnny. Yeah, Johnny Smucker.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
See, they're my motel when I pass through Ohio.
I see.
They're good
friends. So you've known them for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, see.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
The nurse back there, Ada Fisher, is a sister to...
Marion's mother.
Yeah. But I mean, I
okay.
Anyway.
Well, any
no
case,
use bringing too much stuff in here to confuse
I remember you. That wasn't it Marion's dad that required that Jeriah live in the States for like 6 months?
I think so.
Something like
what,
that.
I don't know what the timing was, yeah.
Learn to know each other or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think I did hear that.
So anyway. You did hear that?
Yeah, I did. I forgot
okay,
that.
Okay, so you report... Okay, so late 2012, early 2013, that could have been either Leland... Zare?
Oh, I never... He was just there, not Leland.
He was there a short time. Leland?
Because I didn't think it was...
Keith.
And it wasn't Aka. Tall.
Well.
No. Before that. Before Keith.
Before Keith?
Yeah.
Tim overall?
It wasn't Tim.
So but it had to be Leland. So,
but I thought it... See, then I thought it must be... And I forgot about that short stint. Anyway.
I suspect it was Leland, because I don't know why I think that Keith didn't know anything about that. But
well, that's quite possible.
So then that means you would have sent it to Eli Weaver and whoever the administrator was in 2012.
Well, I don't know if I sent it to the administrator.
Okay.
But you do know that you sent it to Eli.
Well.
Did you ever hear back from them?
Yes.
Do you have record of the conversation?
He asked for a meeting. And so I was there at a meeting with Eli Weaver, Lamar, and I, and I don't know.
In Titan or in Haiti or in the States?
No, it can. Oh, yes, Titan.
So, okay, can.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
so Lamar came down, which is he's a board member of Life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I asked him to come down. I said, hey, I don't want to. So,
Lamar.
Of course, then.
Nolt.
Okay.
Then we were. That was all that. Mm-hmm. No, there's one more thing. I told Jariah very plainly, this is very serious. And I said, if you're really repenting, I said, you need to go back to these boys' father and confess and ask forgiveness. And I went along with him to do that.
And yet it seems he still wasn't repentant enough to quit.
No, in fact, no, I don't want to make a lot of comments. I mean, no, definitely not. And so I said, if you'd be in the States, you'd be in jail now. And so I thought, here's the way I saw it. I'm not saying I'm right at all, but he was working for them, and so Steve was the one who got it together. I was with him because I lived out there, and Jariah worked one day a week for us. So that's my involvement with that. And I realize now that, you know, I probably didn't take the best stance. I wasn't aware of all the involvement. In fact, it was just, I did some, I wasn't very aware of the gravity of it and the hold it has both on the perpetrator and in destroying it does to the victim. And actually, the victim often becomes a perpetrator. So I did quite a bit of research since, but that's as best I can. Now, I could give, but I don't feel free to give that information.
Right. You mean as far as the letter you wrote and stuff?
I didn't write the
Or the note or whatever, or an email
report.
Or whatever. A report or whatever, yeah.
He mentions about the one boy just went to the counselor. The counselor was he.
Well, Steve.
Steve. Uh-huh. He just says about the counselor. See, he wrote this up.
Yeah.
I was a witness to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was excellent what he did. Mm-hmm. He did a super job. Mm-hmm. In fact, I hadn't read it for a while. I read it between the time that, you know, my laptop lost my charge, but I've been seeing my iPad, and lo and behold, since I have, you know, they sync, I found it in my little iPad. Okay. Just I read it to you before you folks come over here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's,
you
may ask questions, but that's about it. Okay. That's where I...
Well, I would hate to speak to it wrongly. So, like, let's say I'm told, which I was, that Paul Weaver knew. I was told Paul Weaver knew.
Okay.
I was told
You know something? Well, here again, I don't want to be indicting anybody. But see, I had a phone call the other week from Eli. I said, you know, I said, well, I didn't know what he meant. Mm-hmm. I thought he was referring back there to that. And he said there's something. I thought some of those boys, and I guess that is the case, were, you know, maybe bringing this up against him. So, okay, he wanted to know the dates when he worked for us and when he left. Yeah. And so I was able to go in my emails and find those dates, and I sent it to him. Then later I had a email from Paul. He said, could I have your number? I'd like to talk to you sometime.
Paul
Weaver.
Okay.
And then nothing happened for days. One time he called me, and he didn't seem to know a lot about this. He didn't know details, so I sent.
Well, and it's not necessarily about knowing details. It's
about knowing. Well, but I meant to say though, if he would have been involved back then, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I do.
That's the reason I brought this up.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So I don't know what happened from.
You're saying it seemed It seemed from your interaction like this was kind of a new thing to Paul.
Well, at least the details of it, I don't know.
Yeah, and details, I mean, that's one thing, but knowing that crimes have been committed, whether you know details or not,
here,
is really
again,
kind of the bottom line.
I can't, he was not down, and so I'm not here to be a witness that he knew.
No, for sure, and I'm not asking that.
I was with Eli. We were together.
And, I mean, unfortunately, if poor communication happens in an organization, the top person is still responsible.